Chapter 5. The Church, which is His Body. We have already seen that when we are born again, we are united with the Lord Jesus Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection. We are risen with Christ. Therefore, we should not think in the old terms anymore. We are no longer to be described as Jew or Gentile, bond or free. Now we belong to the household of God. We have become fellow citizens with the saints. This great company to which we have been joined is called the Church of God. All those who are saved, and thereby put together, are called the Church. As soon as you were saved, you were added to the Church. There is only one Church. You will find in the Word of God that there is only one Church, Acts 2:47 and Matthew 16:18. The Church is also called the Body of Christ, Ephesians 1:22-23 and Colossians 1:18. Just as a man has only one body, so also Christ has only one body, which is His Church. So, never think or say that you belong to Paul, or to Apollos, 1 Corinthians 1:12-13, or to any group or denomination. How can Christ be divided? Christ is the head of the Church. Just as a man's head controls his body, so also Christ controls the Church. There are many societies formed by men, and each has its own board of directors. But for the Church which is formed by Christ, Christ Himself is the head. Under His leadership and control, the Church will be like an army, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners, Song of Solomon 6:10. The Church at Corinth and the Church at Ephesus are not different denominations. Just as the sea at Cochin, Bombay, and Goa are different parts of the same sea, the Arabian Sea, so also the churches at Corinth and Ephesus are different parts of the same church. They are local churches. Those who are saved. In Acts 2:47 we read, "The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." As soon as you were saved, the Lord Himself added you to the church. We need one another. Every member in the body is necessary to the body. In the same way we also need one another. The eye cannot say unto the hand, "I have no need of thee," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you," 1 Corinthians 12:21. When you remember this, you will value your fellow believers and love them. Because we are members in the same body, we should suffer together and rejoice together, 1 Corinthians 12:25-26. God has given you a gift. Every organ in the body has a particular function to fulfill. In the same way, because you are a member in the body of Christ, you also have been given some particular gift from God, 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. You must exercise your talents and use your gifts for the edification of the whole body and for the glory of God. Ephesians 4:16 and 2 Timothy 1:16. A pillar in the house of God. If you love the Lord with your whole heart and if you are faithful and diligent, the Lord will make you a pillar in the church. Revelation 3:12. May the Lord bless you and accomplish all His glorious purposes in and through you. Amen.